Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hey, welcome to this ninth day of October 2016, right here on Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Yep, it's that time of the year where we get the sweatshirts and the light jackets out of the closets and enjoy the cooler temperatures. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Sunday Worship is a program that really just prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from a local group called The Chosen Ones. It's called Come As You Are.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Yeah.
That's right. We've come to lift up His name and bring glory to the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Got my cup of coffee right here, nice and hot and ready to be consumed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." I'll tell you what, in my opinion, one of the greatest examples of walking by faith and not by sight is found in Daniel chapter 3, where we have the account of the three Hebrew boys who refused to fall down and worship the king of Babylon's golden image. When the king threatened to burn them alive in the furnace, they declared that God was more than able to deliver them from the death of the furnace. But if he chose not to, they would still not defile themselves. Talk about faith right there. I mean, that's what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, it's easy to declare our faith in the Lord when we know the outcome. But faith means having faith in God, not in faith in the outcome. So if you're facing an uncertain future today, I encourage you to purpose to walk by faith in God and not by faith in a particular outcome. He promises to reward such faith. He really does, according to Hebrews 11:6. I encourage you to trust in the Lord today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground.
listening to Sunday Worship.
One day, eyes that are blind will see you clearly, and one day all who deny will finally believe. One day hearts made of stone will break in pieces, and one day chains once unbroken will fall down.
Let us magnify the name that is above every name. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you, and my wife this weekend is at a women's conference, and the kids are visiting family this weekend, so I get the whole house to myself. And all God's people said, amen, I've been sleeping so good, oh, I don't even know what to do with myself. Hey, I love this quote from Martin Luther. He says, I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Soul, worship his holy name.
Worship your holy name.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time, be sure to connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 reminds us that we are God's handiwork, or as the King James Version calls it, workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Friend, we are God's handiwork. Friend, you are a pencil in the hand of Almighty God. He writes through you. However imperfect of an instrument you may be, He still writes beautifully.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it loud. Nothing has the power to save but your name.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts to
Jesus. in your name,
Jesus.
Oh, there's comfort in your name. There is joy in your name. Tender mercies in your name.
There is no other name. There is no other name.
Jesus. Let's sing out his name.
That's right, singing about the name that is above every name, that sweet name of Jesus. That's music from Paul Balazs right here in today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you, and just want to quickly remind you that this ministry, Great News Radio, is a listener-supported radio ministry. So as you are being blessed, can you in return be a blessing back to Great News Radio so that we can continue to be a blessing to you and all those who tune in? If you feel led to do so, you can send in a gift of support for the month of October. Our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Or you can send your gift through our website. It's greatnewsradio.org and click on the button there on the right-hand side that says Donate. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, be sure to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. That's 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.